Item number nine.
Item nine, from the Director, Department of Transportation, and the President and Managing Director, Milwaukee County Transit System, providing an informational status update regarding contract negotiations between Milwaukee Transport Services and the Amalgamated Transit Union, Local 998. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
All right. Mr. Brand, could you
Mr. Chair, committee, it's a monthly update, but just like the preceding 2 months and two meetings, we haven't met and nothing's transpired. We do have meeting dates scheduled for later this month, July 24th and 25th. I will reiterate that MTS wants to be a good employer. MTS wants to be fair with the union. In part, that's why we offered arbitration in several different forms over several different dates and time. We have a fiscal issue. Everybody is well aware of that. That under supports everything that we do or try to do. So we will meet on July 24th and 25th. We hope to have a good exchange. We hope to come to a conclusion and move forward with a collective bargaining agreement. We should be side by side with ATU in Madison, just as Chairman Theo Lipscomb is side by side with the county executive in Madison, working on behalf of the fair deal. A few months back, I was in Madison with Tom Stawicki and Mike Bouch, the vice president of ATU. We were meeting with the legislature on a legislative day when the Wisconsin Public Transportation Association arranged for some meetings with our elected officials. But that's where we need to be. I've strayed from the topic. I'll take any questions.
Okay, thank you. Any comments from committee members? All right. Oh, we do have one comment from the public, Mr. James Macon.
I just had a conversation, and I'm going to make this clear one more time. Dan Bain bring up to me one more time about more arbitration. I will request that they give me the last offer because I have made it clear to this committee, to them, to the county executive office, I'm not going to arbitration one more time, and I want their final offer, and I will call a strike vote. We're not going to arbitration. So if he brought it to me one more time when I made it clear that we're not going, he will be presenting my last offer because I will cancel every meeting. And that's not me basically telling you that I'm not going to do it. It's a promise. So it's one more time, and I will cancel the rest of the meeting and get his last offer. I'm not going to arbitration. So do not bring it back up to me again. My gun proposal is still on the table. I gave the people a piece of paper. MCTS do have an update of what I basically gave them of my counter proposal. I'm willing to push this all the way up to Supreme Court to push my gun proposal if they do not come with these other suggestions. So I do have some other suggestions. They have it in their hands also. Right now, security has been a joke over the years. They have not did anything about it. Also, I gave them a proposal about notifying the union on stuff happening to our members, so they do not basically say anything to us what happens to members. I'm at Summerfest, and I had a number of members tell me that we had a bus on fire. I have drivers been assaulted and all kinds of things. MCTS will not tell me. I find out what happened to my members that we represent. I contracted with 998 in MCTS. Right now, as an official that was elected in a position, I am 998. Michael Bouts, 998. John Groves, 998. We represent the members. They need to report to us, not our members telling us what's going on. That is my proposal. The MCTS has some proposals that they was added to it. And the reason I added security, because their spokesperson said they are willing to talk about security on national TV. Now they're going to talk about security. So tell them do not bring up anything about arbitration again, because that'd be the last time I will meet with them. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for the update. Our last comment card, Mr. John Grohl.
Uh,
Sure, go ahead.
As far as the lack of conversations or meetings, meeting dates for the contract negotiations, we did have some upsets which were explained last month regarding the death of our international president. And sometime at the beginning of, beginning of June, we did put in information requests. We directed them to Dan Boehm and to five other people, and we haven't received anything back. In fact, we did receive something back from Nate saying that the appropriateness of all of the items that we asked for were not items that we could get from NTS, but instead the county. So then we duplicated the item request for information to the county executive and also to the comptroller for the county. We haven't received anything back. Our international union has economists working on this, and this economist is waiting for all this data and numbers. We do have two dates set for the end of the month, and I don't believe we're going to have any of the information for that meeting so that we can speak intelligently at the table regarding the numbers that Dan is presenting, saying that the system is not sustainable with what we are asking for. Now, if I am an individual in our membership and I receive $24.50 an hour plus COLA, and the county executive goes on the internet and he publishes a file that says that he offered a 4% raise, and he's equating that to we're covering the cost of possibly the insurance going forward that is in the contract, that 4% raise would equal a dollar, which would bring us up to $24.50. But in that first year, 71 cents of that rate, in the first year we would receive one quarter, the next year we would receive another quarter, it would take to the fourth year to get to that fourth quarter for the total $1 raise. I hope the county supervisor isn't so out of touch because he's a millionaire that he is suggesting that the 71 cents of COLA that is on the table and that was frozen at 45 cents, to which we've been not receiving the additional COLA for the last 16 months, is on the table or part of that 4% raise. Because that's already our wages. That's the cost of living adjustment that's already ours. So I hope he's referring to the 4% as quarters, one a year for the next 4 years. Also, if I were the company, I'd be smiling all the way to the bank because in this 16th month, they're already saving $1.5 million off the wages of our members. And I had a conversation about 2 weeks ago in Nate Holdman's office and said to him, that's another 22 cents that we need to make up for lost wages for the last year and a half. And he says to me, it's not going to happen. So they're out of touch as far as the scenario that is sustainability. Dan Boehm, 4 years ago, brought to us a report that was, I'm finishing.
I know, but what we want to remember is that certain parts of contract negotiations and conversations are required, you know, to stay private. And what we want to speak more.
This was on the internet.
Right. Oh, yeah. I'm just talking. We want to remember that we want to keep things general and to the point because contracts, you know, it can get sensitive.
Okay. Sort of stuff. So going back to the wages, he's back in here. This young man behind me fed his foot to his lawnmower, tuning it up in the spring of this year. Under our current insurance, he had to put out the deductible that he had, and it was $750, and it was taken care of. Under our new insurance, it will be $2,250, I believe, that he would have had to have paid. Not so bad considering he's tuning up his lawnmower, but had he been tuning up his snowblower, he would have made it past December 31st and had to lay out $4,500 for the same injury going into another year. Now, if I'm a person who is receiving a wage in contract negotiations, we're simple people, we're bus drivers, whatever. I don't know what everybody's opinion of this is. But, and I have $24.50 in this pocket, and the county supervisor is giving me another dollar over the next 4 years. In this pocket, I'm worth $24.50. But which pocket is the insurance in? Because now I'm worth less this year than I was last year because of the costs associated with the insurance increases. There is no raise on the table. They're neglecting to tell you that it's a harvest of money from the drivers. We're basically putting the gas in the buses, and we refuse to do it. James talks about strikes. I think strikes is going to be unhealthy for the community. It's going to be unhealthy for this transportation community and all of the board of supervisors structure all the way together. But the plantation mentality that's coming down from the plantation owner, county executive Chris Abley, down through his overseer over here on the right, and then all the way down through his ranks. So by the way we are treated, not necessarily because of our skin color, but because we are driving their buses, needs to stop. We need a fair contract. We encourage that it happens. The fact that we haven't met has nothing to do with us not wanting to meet, but because of the geographics and the things that are coming across all of our calendars, and the fact that we haven't received any of the open records requests that we put on Mansky and Avery's desks now. And we got both of, we sent them return signature guaranteed. Yeah. We know they received it. We received nothing from them.
Okay, thank you for your comments. Seeing no other comments, this was an informational item. We will move on to item number 10.